Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Bettina Love. Today is Sunday, August the 9th, 2015. I am your host, spiritual and wellness coach. My website is lotuslifehealing.com. LotusLifeHealing.com. Connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/Katina, KATINA dot love, LOVE, the number 8. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our show to share your journey to higher consciousness and or to promote your life and spiritual purpose and your business in the healing arts, I would love to hear from you. This show is a platform for all higher consciousness healers. And if you are an undercover light worker, this is a perfect show for you to be a guest on. Also, if you have any ideas on how to improve this show, or if you would like to hear a certain topic or have any questions, we'd love to hear from you. We will also open up the lines towards the end of this show. The topic for today is intuition, your inner compass. Intuition is something that was given to us to guide us on our journey through life. Learn how you can trust your intuition to lead you to make the right decisions in every situation through our lives and lead you to every good thing you desire. Sharice is going to cover today what intuition is, where it comes from, how it works, how to recognize it, and how to develop and strengthen it. Sharice is a spiritual life coach, intuitive, and certified Reiki master. She has earned her bachelor's degree in creative writing and psychology. Her mission is to bring about spiritual awareness and help people who are feeling stuck and unfulfilled in their lives to recognize and shift into their greatness. Sharice has been offering private coaching sessions since 2003 and has worked with clients across the country. She resides in Austin, Texas. Her website is Sharice. Sherise Coaching, COACHING. Feel free to visit her website. Before we get started, we're just going to take a moment and take a few deep breaths. And just to set your intention on what you want to receive from this show today. Okay, now that we are more relaxed, I'm going to introduce our guest today, Sharice Fox. Sharice, how are you today? Thanks for being on the show today.
How are you? I am fantastic, Katina, and as always, I really appreciate you having me back. I am enjoying this sunny and extremely hot day here in Austin, doing my best to keep cool, but all is well.
All is well.
All is right. Well, yes. And I'm really excited to talk about today's topic. I am.
Oh, awesome. That is so beautiful. Intuition is something I love to talk about and explore. So yes. What is intuition? What is that?
Okay. Now, before I go into what intuition is, I would like to share a quote that I stumbled across from Albert Einstein. And he says, "The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift."
Wow,
and, you know, I think that it's truly amazing because when I first stumbled across this, I thought, how powerful is that? Because our society today has not taught us to embrace our natural gift of intuition, and that's what it truly is, and that's why I'm excited to talk about it today because it's so important and it can help in every aspect of your life. If you really form an understanding of it and work to strengthen it, and it can change your life. It's very powerful. So to answer your question, what is intuition? Intuition is knowledge that springs from an expanded state of awareness. And I'll say that one more time. Intuition is knowledge that springs from an expanded state of awareness. It's pretty much an amazing gift that we all have, and it helps us to navigate through life. And I love the title of the show, Your Inner Compass, because that is what it is. It's like your own personal GPS that's available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's never turned off. It's been referred to as the sixth sense. Some people refer to it as natural instinct, a gut feeling. Back in the day, it was referred to as ESP. Some people may look at it as something very mystical, but it's not. It's just a very natural gift that we all have. We don't need to look outside ourselves for it. We don't need to seek anyone else to give us answers. Our intuition is there to give us the answers to every question that we have. We have access to the knowledge. So basically, in a nutshell, it's a knowing. Mm-hmm. It's a knowing.
Wow. That's awesome. I love that. Where does it come from?
Well, basically, if we look at the Latin roots of the word intuition, it means to regard inwards. So it comes from within. And it's really hard to describe it in words, because the way we communicate through words is very linear. So we think of lists. Think of like a list of instructions or a list of rules like that. That's very linear. Whereas intuition is non-linear. So it doesn't. So when we tap into it, we don't really like instructions in words or things like that. It's basically a non-linear way of communication. And it can help you in your everyday decisions. It can help to guide you on your life's path. It can help you to solve problems. It can help you with your creativity. There's nothing too large or too small that it can't help you with.
Right. Absolutely.
And you know the best. Go ahead. The best way for me to describe it would, think of a time maybe when you made a decision about something in your life and it didn't quite feel right. It felt a little bit off, or maybe you even heard something, a gentle whisper of your voice saying, don't do it.
Right.
You know, so that's what it is. You know, it comes from that place within yourself, and it's very soft and subtle, and it can be fleeting at times.
Right. It's kind of like when you're traveling in your car and you're going somewhere, you're just going a certain route. Sometimes you might be sort of turning right. Your intuition might say turn left. And it's so important to be in tune, to take the time to meditate, to be in tune before leaving the house so that you feel guided, so that you can listen, right? And then so when you go left, even if it seems off, you can be like, okay, I'm going to trust it anyway. And you go left, and then you find out later on this was the right way to go because something else was going on the other way I used to go on that day.
Absolutely. Yes, that's it. You know, you bring up a great point about silence, meditation. One thing that I love to do is ease into my day. I don't like to just jump out of the bed and get going. Yes. I like to ease into my day. Silence is so important. You know, because it helps you to tune in so that you can hear. And just like you said, you know, you can be driving and you just feel an urge to turn left when you would normally turn right. And when mm-hmm. you respond immediately to that, that, you know, you can look back and see how it was beneficial. So absolutely, to really experience it, it's important
right.
to have some silent time. It is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, some silent, quiet time, definitely. So how does it work, and how can we recognize it more easily?
Well, the way it works, and it's a little bit everyone's experience of it is different,
mm-hmm.
just like our fingerprints are unique to who we are. Also,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to intuition and how it works for you is very unique to your experience. But basically, you will feel some type of sense within your body. You may have a flash of insight. You may see an image in your mind. So you may have a flash of an image, or you may hear a sound. You may even smell something or taste
right.
something. So it
right.
comes to us through our five senses. It works with
mm-hmm.
those senses that we have, but it comes from within, so it touches us in a way that is very clear. And that's how you can tell the difference in whether it's your intuition or if it's just your mind, because intuition comes from the right side of the brain. That's the creative side. That is the
mm-hmm.
side that is nonlinear. That is the side that you can't rationalize it. You know, when we think from our left brain, it's very linear and it's very instructional, and everything must be organized, and it's rational, and it's looking for tangible
mm-hmm.
tangible things to explain itself. Whereas when you come from the right side of the brain, that is your creative side, that's your intuitive side, and it speaks through the senses. And so there
mm-hmm.
are just like we have our five senses, and so
yeah.
our intuitive senses actually work in conjunction with those senses. So
mm-hmm.
one of them is clairvoyance, and clairvoyance really means clear seeing. And what clairvoyance is when you get that flash of an image. Some people may see an image. Some people may actually, I've known people to see a movie play in their minds. And
mm-hmm.
the easiest way to tap into that, if I tell you right now to imagine a pink elephant in your mind, you can see it in your mind's eye. That's
yes.
that's what clairvoyance is. It's in your mind's
okay.
eye, so you see it. It's like your imagination. And then there's clairaudience, which is clear hearing. And
mm-hmm.
what that means is you may get a message that you actually hear. It could be
mm-hmm.
sound. It could be a word. It's very,
mm-hmm.
in my experience, it's very rare, just like it's not linear, so you won't get a set of rules or instructions that say, okay, when you get to this place, turn right, and then when you get to the next
right.
place, you're going to turn left. It doesn't come like that. So
right.
when I speak of clairaudience, it may just be a flash. It may be one word. It could be music. It could be the lyrics from a song that you
yeah.
love, or a song that you're familiar
yeah.
with. So it's something that you hear. And
mm-hmm.
then there's clairsentience, which is clear
mm-hmm.
feeling. And that is simply where
oh.
you just get a feeling. You
yeah.
can just feel it. And it's really hard to describe. I had a client once that lost a necklace.
Mm-hmm.
And she contacted me, and she asked me if I could help her find it. And I told her, I'm like, well, you know, I don't know if I can help you locate a lost item, but I can certainly try. And
mm-hmm.
I got this feeling
mm-hmm.
of I'm clairvoyant, and I'm mostly clairvoyant, and I'm clairsentient. And so
mm-hmm.
I got this feeling of being down low. And then I had
okay.
an image of a wicker basket in my mind.
Wow.
And so I asked. And I asked her, I said, do you have any wicker in your home? And at first her response was, no, I don't. And then she thought about it. She said, no, wait, I have a wicker basket in my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I feel like your necklace is down low, like either at the bottom of the basket or under near just on the floor. I just got a feeling of being down low. It's really hard to describe, but it's just that feeling. And lo and behold, yes, that's where her necklace was. She found it.
Wow.
That's how intuition speaks to us. Another way is claircognizance. And that is a clear knowing. And that's simply when you just know something and there's no explanation for it. There's like no facts to back it up or anything like that. You simply know. And you can't explain how you know this information. So that's what claircognizance is. And then there's also clairalience and clairgustance, and that's like smelling and tasting. Same thing. It's like your intuition will speak to you. I've had clients who they may have a relative that has passed away, and you know, they can smell their perfume or cologne, or they can smell something that they, one of their favorite foods, something like that. So your intuition, it speaks to you through your five senses. And so that the way to recognize it again is that it's very clear. It's different. There's a clarity about it that's different than when you know it's coming from your mind and you're making it up. One of the most difficult things for many people when it comes to intuition and developing it and strengthening it is being able to discern what is truly, is this my intuition talking to me, or am I talking to myself? And I know early on in my journey when I worked to strengthen my intuitive skills, that's one of the challenges that I had, was because for a long time I felt like I must be making this stuff up. No, it's true. It's real.
Right. Wow. That is just amazing. That's very powerful.
So now, can you think of? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Did you want me to say it, or did you want me to just go ahead and say how do we develop and strengthen it? That was my next question. Like, how can we?
Yeah, but you.
You want me to share what I've experienced?
Yeah, I was going to ask you. Can you think of anything of an experience that you have where you tapped into it, into your intuitive skills?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to share this with you. I'm the type of person, I am still developing my intuition, but I am very keen, very in tuned person. So I am always, like, I always want to be connected to source. I always want to be connected to spirit, always. So I'm always doing what I can to stay in alignment. I do my prayer, my meditation, like I was saying at the end of the day. And one of the things I do is, you and I were talking the other day how we go, sometimes we're in alignment. You know, I like to say that maybe both of you and I are most of the time in spiritual alignment, but sometimes we get off and let our ego come in, right? So.
Right. Yes.
So for me. Sometimes I know and I experience all those that you were just speaking of through all five of our senses. And sometimes I'll be knowing what's right, but like, but I don't want to do that. I want to do this.
I love it.
I know I'm being God here, but I don't want to do that. I want to do this over
and
here.
You know
so
what?
That's my human side. My ego is like whatever. But
yeah,
this is what happened to me. I'm going to share what happened to me. So I'll get an inner guidance, but sometimes we don't trust our inner guidance. But, you know, we have different days, and we go up and we go down. We go up and we go down.
Yes.
We go in and we go out. So, and this whole life experience. So sometimes I'll hear it, but then I'll be like, oh, I need a confirmation. So you might hear it, like, if you're around other people, if you're in your workspace, or you might talk to a client. Or for me, I have my Doreen Virtue Angel Numbers 101. I refer to that if I see a number. And it helps to, like, help me to kind of stay on my course. And then the next thing is, so you hear from yourself, you get a sign in your environment. You hear it from another person that will say something. You might overhear a conversation. You might see something on a book. Or the last thing is nature will let you know. And I'm just going to share a little experience. I had to go to an event, and I was kind of rushing that day. I did a meditation. I did it really quick, but I had to get out the house. So I was walking to the car. And something, I was like, am I good? I was just asking the universe. I'm like, am I good? Is everything cool? And as I was walking to the car, I was putting my bags in the car, and I heard the bird. The bird was like, I can't really describe the bird. I mean, I can't, you have to hear it, but it's like in the line that they'll chirp. The birds will be in harmony and they'll chirp. Chirp, 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 chirp. Oh, whatever noise they make or a sound. I can't exactly do it myself.
It's more of a high pitch. A high pitch.
You know if something is in harmony from sound because sound is it guides us.
Yes.
So you know if you talk to an individual, you know if they're in harmony with you by their voice, by their tone. And if they're not in harmony, so the birds were out of harmony that day. They were like, oh, something's off. I'm like, well, I don't know what it is. And I didn't want to take time to figure out what it was. I'm like, I just got to go. So I got in the car and I left, right? So I get to where I'm going, 10 minutes away from it. I had to go travel an hour from Flint to Detroit. I get 10 minutes away and I look in the back seat. I'm like, you know what? You forgot your bag, your suitcase. And it had all my stuff, all my books and everything in it. And you know what? I was like, see, that's what you get. I'm like, see, that's what you get. You should have testified. I knew something was off, but I didn't want to take the time to figure out what because I had to go. But we can't rush, just like you were saying. We cannot rush through our day. We just can't. If we want to be in alignment and we want things to go right, we got to listen and we have to be tuned in. We have to be quiet and still enough. So that was my little lesson.
You know, very well said. And that's it. You know, we have the option to either pay attention to our guidance system or not. You know, and I mean, we could still go about our lives and never, ever work to develop it or strengthen it. We don't have to. But you know what? Our lives can be a lot easier if we take the time to understand it and to work to develop it and strengthen it. And really, essentially, what it is, it's like tapping into your intuition is coordinating the physical part of yourself with the spiritual part of yourself and bringing yourself into balance. And when you bring yourself into balance that way, then you experience harmony. It's really that simple. But, you know, we're having a human experience, and I'm an intuitive. It's what I do. It's the way I live my life. But I have my moments, just like you said, where you just don't want to listen to it. So I've gotten into trouble by not listening to it. You know, I'm not going to say that I don't ever, ever make mistakes. I do. I stumble too. And I'm aware of this, but still I work, you know, hard to bring myself into alignment because that's what it is. It's really bringing yourself into alignment with Source. So, you know, when you're out of alignment, things just will not, they go awry. And when you're in alignment, things go smoothly. And so that really brings me to the place where you were going to ask, you know, how do you develop and strengthen your intuition? And the first thing that I would say is that you can reflect on your past experiences because it's right here. Just like you could go to that experience and see, okay, I was given guidance. My intuition was guiding me, and I ignored it. And so when you can look back at your past and you can see where you stumbled because you got a message and didn't listen to it, that's your validation right there. Because as humans, we are always looking for validation. For some reason, we're always looking for something tangible to say, okay, this is what it is. We have been taught by society to see it before we believe it. So I would say first, you want to reflect on your past experience. And secondly, like you've been saying all along, pay attention. look for mm-hmm. synchronicities. And so mm-hmm. Carl Jung, he was a psychoanalyst, and you can look up his work if you like, but he describes it, synchronicity, as an event that appears coincidental but has a deeper meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you start to look for the synchronicities in life, then you can see that helps you to connect more with your intuition and to follow it and to trust it. And so a synchronicity is something like, say you think of a friend that you haven't talked to in a long time. And this just happened to me recently. There's a friend of mine that I know that went overseas to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering in my mind, I'm like, I wonder how she's doing. She just mm-hmm. popped in my mind. And a couple of days later, she reached out to me on Facebook. You know,
mm-hmm.
and so that's the synchronicity. So, you know, we are all connected, and our intuition is there guiding us along the way. And when you start paying attention to the synchronicities, when you quiet yourself and you tune in and you start following the guidance, the information that you're given, and then when you see how things begin to flow smoothly, that's
mm-hmm.
how you build up your trust in it. And then it's like the more you work with it, the stronger it gets.
Mm-hmm.
It's like working out a muscle. It's a muscle, pretty much,
yeah,
that you have
right.
to work to develop and strengthen. And the more you work to develop and strengthen it, then the better
right.
it gets. The more in tune you become, and the faster,
right.
and I'll warn you, it will come fast. It can be very fleeting, and sometimes I have to say, okay, slow down. This is just too much.
Right.
But as you work on it, work to develop it, it gets stronger and it gets faster, and life gets a lot easier, and you'll be able to detect when you're in the flow and when you're not in the flow. It's really just that simple.
Yeah, you become a knower, right? You just know. You just get into that
yeah.
place. Like, I just know this is right. It just feels right.
Yes, it feels right. It feels right. And you know, my final thought on that, I know we're running out of time, is very simple. If it doesn't feel right, that's all the information you need.
That's all you need.
You know, before
river.
In my journey, right, you don't have to analyze
yeah.
it. Early
right.
in my journey,
no need.
Something would feel
no need.
Off. I would go, why is this feeling off? I need to figure it out. But now if it feels off, I'm like, okay, it's off. So that means no.
Like,
let
no,
go
don't
go
there.
Yes.
And this can be, look, this can be a guy, right, if you're dating a guy or a girl.
Yes.
If you're going to go out with them, or it could be a career. It could be a car that you're going to purchase, a home you're going to purchase.
Yes.
The most
yes.
important thing, what I've learned, is to just not be attached to the outcome. If you have to make
oh,
a big
yeah,
decision,
I love that.
It's not the end of the world. If that's the house you really want, I mean, if it's not for you, it's just not for you. And then maybe get them, maybe
right.
there's a better house somewhere else.
Yeah,
or maybe it's
absolutely.
A better guy, a better mate, you know, someone else who's more compatible with you, you know.
Yes.
That's why it's just so important to just, you know, not be attached to things or people
yes,
or situations,
like that.
Right?
That's it, right. Yes, that's a great point that you bring up. Absolutely.
Right. So thank you, Sharice, so much for being on the show today. And we're going to do many
oh,
more
you're
shows
welcome.
Together.
Yes,
this
awesome.
Is The Awakening with Katina Love. Thank you for tuning in, the audience. Namaste.